You're listening to an encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Martha is feeling a little under the weather today, and since next week is already a scheduled encore, we'll be back with a new show on March 5th for Shelter Rescue Sanctuary.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And a great show to share today. The best way to do that, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen online, and you are all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, check out all the great videos and stories and all that good stuff that I post during the week. Although I have to say, not a lot of new stuff up there this week because I had a busy week. So, at any rate, it's a great place to stay in touch and check it out. And I am zooming in from home today, and it's starting to dry out up here, and I got gray clouds, and the roof is still dripping, and the trees are dripping a little bit because it was really rainy yesterday and last night, but I think it's supposed to clear up. Looks like down in the studio in Nathan's territory, he's flashing me a picture here, and it looks like it's a bit wet down there too, but it might be drying up. So Animal World Productions engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan. What's the weather look like down in your neighborhood?
Good morning, Martha. And yeah, you're pretty much right. It's a lot going on with those clouds. You got some low, you got some high, you got some here, you got some there. I don't know. How do you... there's scattered showers. What do you call this? Scattered clouds? I mean,
scattered clouds? Okay.
I don't know if there's like really a word that I know of for this type of weather when clouds are just everywhere, high and low and left and right.
Yeah, technology is so funny because we are all on Zoom together today. And since I got my new computer, I can now do things that I didn't used to be able to do. And if you're familiar with Zooming, and you have a computer that works well, you can choose different backgrounds so you don't have to, everybody doesn't have to see where you actually are. And I have a picture up from Pacific Beach, the Washington coast, and it's a beautiful blue sky with a little, you know, a white cloud here or there. And Nathan's talking about the weather down there, and I'm looking at myself and the blue sky, and it's not making sense. So technology is very interesting. And so let's get everybody here. It is the fourth Sunday of a 5-Sunday month, and those have kind of turned into my behavior teaching shows. And so back with us again today is the guy that kind of started all of this when we talked to him the first time. It is Walter Stoffel coming to us from the East Coast, and he is the author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, which is the story of a extremely abused border collie that he rescued back, I think, about 2002 about when you had him. At least that's what I've got in my mind, but we'll find out. So anyway, Walter, welcome back to Animal World. Hey, good morning, Walter. Oh, hey. And speaking of technical stuff, we've been a little technically challenged this morning, which seems to be the case because I got a new computer, but I guess, Walter, you got a new computer too?
Yes, I did. And I like to keep Nathan on his toes by, giving him challenges.
Yeah, literally, everyone, this has been, Nathan has been scrambling and doing a real tap dance in the studio for probably the last half an hour or so, and trying to get Walter hooked up with his new computer and so that we could see him and we could hear him and everything goes well. And there, you know, Walter's kind of out in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania. Is that kind of correct, Walter?
That is correct.
Yeah. So you know, Wi-Fi connection, all that sort of stuff is slow and challenging for him anyway. And so Nathan's been fooling around with Walter and this, and literally, it was less than a minute before airtime, was it not, Nathan, when this finally, we got the picture of what, we got everything together?
Pretty much, just had to activate the plan B.
Yeah, you had to go to plan B. So the new computer is on hold at the moment. We're dealing with Walter on his phone. So we just fingers crossed that things go smoothly and we don't lose Walter for some reason during the show. But fortunately, Nathan seems to be wonderful about working out the issues. but great work. I mean, but literally like 30 seconds before airtime, if that. Yeah, it was just at the beginning of Red Robin, I think, when you finally got him connected.
Pretty much.
Nothing like up to the last minute. And I think our saving grace today, Walter, or Nathan, may be that the planet Mercury is out of retrograde, has been in retrograde for the last 3 weeks, and a bunch of other planets and stuff. We talked about that
last week with
Natasha. Yeah, and thank goodness. So the planet Mercury went direct on the 18th. And so then there's always a shadow window of, you know, 2, 3, 4 days after that. But we're 4 days down. So pretty much I think we're back in as good a balance as we can be with the Mercury stuff. And I don't know about y'all, but Mercury in retrograde did wonders for me. A lot of stuff go by it, and including just at the end of the retrograde, I had more electrical power stuff happen, where I just lost. The overhead lights in my kitchen, Nathan, just don't work. Oh. And not so bad that it tripped a switch or anything, but I've got one bad outlet in the wall, and my electrician has been so busy, he hasn't been able to do everything that's needed to be done. And now I don't have great lighting in my kitchen, but I'm so prepared for power outages that I have great lanterns and flashlights and headlamps. And so with a combination of all my backup stuff, I am surviving until this wiring gets replaced and I have lights again. Now, it's interesting, Walter, I think you normally have been Zooming to us from maybe your office area in your home. And aren't you?
Yes.
It looks like you're in a different area now. And
I'm in my living room.
Pardon me?
I'm in my living room.
Now, are you in a log cabin?
Yes.
Ah, okay. So Walter really is out in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania, and he lives in a log cabin because I can see all the wood and stuff. Can't we, Nathan?
Yeah.
That's too bad if we had more time.
I want to go camping.
We could have Walter take us on a tour around his house. But that's cool.
Martha,
so you're in a log cabin in the woods?
This is the house that Lance bought.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of history in this house.
How many milk bones did it cost?
He was a fan of greenies.
Oh.
Ooh, and speaking of that, now see, I'm going to put on my teaching hat, because when you mention milk bones, Do the two of you remember the teaching show we did all about the food and diet and nutrition?
Yes, I did.
Do you remember the cardinal sin list of ingredients that you never want to see on a food label you're going to feed to your dogs?
Bone meal.
Oh, yeah. Meat meal.
Byproducts.
Meat byproducts. Bone meal. Animal fat. Well, guess one of the most popular labels that you're going to find those cardinal sin ingredients, and they're cardinal sin ingredients because they come from rendering, which means they can have euthanized dogs and cats in them. You will find some of those ingredients on the label of Milk-Bone. Just so you know. That's why I tell you, you have to read labels of everything, and just because it's something popular we've been feeding all the time, read those labels. Because it's the old stuff, especially, that still has a lot of the yucky stuff in the ingredients. So anyway, milk bones have been off of my list for my dogs for many, many years. Perhaps they should be taken off yours as well. So let's see. It is, I know I started on this. It's the fourth Sunday of a 5-Sunday month, and that means it's our next behavior teaching show. And now we're kind of, I think, at the point of dealing with specific cases. The last show we did was back, it was the fourth Sunday of October, I believe. And we, then we reran it on the encore the last Sunday of December. So hopefully you've caught up, and I finished as much of the general dog behavior stuff that we could do. And so we left off with I saying that I needed to cover boot camp for dogs, and that we would start by breaking down Lance's case, you know, the subject of the book and who started all this teaching stuff. But then during the week, Walter sent me one of the questions that had come in from one of his fans, and it's really good. And I immediately got the message that this is where we need to start this week. So we are going to start with an email about Pekingese in its fourth home, and I thought, anyway, I got all kinds of great ideas, and I think that will be a great place for us to start today, and starting to put together all the information that I've shared with you so far, and how that comes together in a specific case, and all the options, and all of that sort of thing. So that's where we'll pick up the ball when we get started. Before we officially start the show, which of course haven't done yet, let's just check on. I think today, Nathan, at least in our neck of the woods, the weather's getting a little, it's supposed to be getting drier and a little nicer today. Yesterday was really stormy and wind and rainy. I was over in West Seattle doing a session, and man, I drove through snow and rain and major rain to get there, and then it lightened up for part of the afternoon, and then was raining again by the time I came home. What's the weather report for us around here?
Pretty calm as far as the beginning of the week goes. What we're seeing right now will pretty much last through Wednesday, and temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. But after Wednesday passes, Thursday start to see some increasing chances of rain, probably the most rain on Friday. And that's about as far as it gets, as far as I can see right now.
All right. So we're fortunately not into really dramatic weather stuff right now, which is good. Although I will say it has gotten much colder up here. And so I've got my fluffy stuff on today because it's still in the low 30s here, or mid 30s. I think it warmed up to the mid 30s, but that's on the cold side. So
currently 36 in Seattle.
Yeah. So that's about the we seem to be at about the same temperature, and I've been hoping, of course, especially when we have one of those nice days where the sun comes out, it's like, oh, could we be done with winter? I am so tired of power outages. And we had our share of snow in December, so I don't think we really need any more, except in the mountains, of course.
Well, I did see a blog post that what we experienced with a little bit of storm and snow is a preview as to what's to come in February. So I think they're expecting, you know, a second wave to come through by just before the end of wintertime.
Well, and, you know, we talked to Natasha about it. She's our psychic medium, a person that's in on the third Sunday of the month. We asked Natasha last week. She said we weren't done with winter yet, and we had another bout coming.
Mm-hmm.
So probably can't avoid it. And it's just my remembering. What I do remember is that we either have a big winter and snow in December or we have it in February. But it kind of seems like maybe this year we're going to have both.
Possible.
Yeah. So we'll see. So at this point, though, it's looking pretty good for the rest of January. And so we may have more snow in February. We'll just have to see. So let's find out what's going on in Pennsylvania. And Walter, so how are you doing back there in the weather? What's going on the East Coast?
Well, Martha, I would say that this January is the gloomiest January I can remember in decades.
Oh, wow.
Not a lot of snow. Just every day it's overcast, and it's been like this for really at least a couple of weeks.
Hey, Walter, welcome to Seattle. That's what Seattle has been. That's what I remember growing up here. Now with climate change and stuff, the weather has changed and the patterns have changed, but just gray and wet and sometimes drizzly all the time. That's what I grew up with, but that's what you've been having, huh? Just gray.
Yep.
Have you had big snow this winter yet? Where you are?
No.
Really?
No.
Now, is that unusual for you?
We don't get buffalo-like snow in general, but this year's been very scant. Just overcast. Always threatening, but you know, when we do have precipitation, it's been rain.
Okay, and remind us what area of Pennsylvania that you are in.
This is Northeast Pennsylvania. If people are familiar with the area, we're in between Scranton and Stroudsburg, relatively near the New Jersey border.
Okay. Now, haven't there been a lot of snowstorms and stuff back in the on the East Coast and New York and stuff?
Well, yeah, but they've been more closer to the coast.
Oh, okay.
Than us.
All right. Yeah. So you've managed to avoid the big snow so far.
Yep.
Just get gray. Okay. Well, we know what that's out like out here. And so let's see. Looking at I guess we have probably just enough time to officially start the show. Then we'll take care of advertisers and then we can dive into the case we're going to take a look at here first. And if you haven't been here when I start the show officially, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. And then we have a pile of affirmations that I do to get us spiritualized up for the day and the week. And I know many of you do these as a ritual yourselves at home like I do every day, and you're welcome to join me with this. But this part of the show is voluntary, and you can join me and say these things along with me, or you cannot. It's totally up to you. It's not like dancing, and when we send love and light all over the world and get out of our chairs and exercise a little bit, and that's at 10 and 11 o'clock. Dancing is required. But this part of the show is optional. Alrighty, so here we go. I'm going to start first with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty. Now, for us human animals, I do the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Here we go with that. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Amen. All righty, we are all good with our prayers. And now the pile of affirmations. I know many of you do these at home with me. And right now you can join me and say these out loud right along with me. You can say them silently or not at all. It's completely up to you. But I say each one of them three times. Some we do for ourselves as individuals, and some we do as our animal world kind of family. So this first one is for us as individuals. And here we go with this. I find this extremely powerful. And when I started doing this years ago, it really shifted the energy in my life. So you may want to use it too. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Alrighty, affirmation number two we do for ourselves as an animal world family. And this one also has shifted my energy in my life. And I know Stacy really loves it. And I know a lot of you use it too. So it's very powerful. Here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. Alrighty then. Now, this next one is the affirmation that I use to when, you know, you got to go out in public and mingle and with all the stuff going around still. I want you to go out with a sense of health and well-being and spreading that around instead of anything else. So here we go. And this is contributed by the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. I got it from the Italian division. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Ooh, okay. Now, this affirmation comes from Natasha, and I found this one a pretty good one. And by the way, I'm doing all of these affirmations for me and my animal friends these days, and it shifts things for them too. Here we go with this one. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, then the last affirmation here to wrap up our group is the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation, and I love this one, and we'll continue. It's with everything going on in the country, around the world, we really need to lighten up the vibration, so we're going to send light and love all over the planet with this one, and here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty, and now to conclude this whole ritual, this is Dr. Neil's favorite and his contribution. We cross your hands over your heart and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Basically, we're affirming, you know, the higher power and all of these affirmations we've just done. So there you go. We are all spiritualized and for the day and the week. And now it's time to take care of advertisers. We'll do that. It is the most important part of the show. So listen, support them, thank them. And when we continue, we will get started with our teaching show and the first case that we're going to break down. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Walter Stoffel's here, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. And we continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Martha is feeling a little under the weather today, and since next week is already a scheduled encore, we'll be back with a new show on March 5th for Shelter Rescue Sanctuary.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I told you I'm zooming in from home, so got a little distracted here because I'm watching the hummers at my feeders outside my office window here. And it's a little chilly today, so they are tanking up on their nectar. And we heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And you can check out, well, Ananda Worldwide. The website is ananda.org, so it's easy to find. And, of course, for us here locally in Washington, it's anandawashington.org. And you can go to their website to find out about all the great classes and events coming up here for throughout the rest of the month and into February. And, of course, we'll get a firsthand report about all of that on the first Sunday when we talk to him. So check it out, Ananda Washington or anandawa.org. Let's see. And golly, it's the fourth Sunday of a five-Sunday month, so it is another behavior training and teaching show with me. Walter Stoffel, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, is here coming to us from his log cabin in the woods in Pennsylvania, and where it's he can relate to our typical Seattle weather, because apparently it's just been gray and boring and he's tired of it. And But I'll tell you what, I'm kind of grateful for just gray and nothing burgers happening with the weather, because I'm so tired of power outages and windstorms and snow and all that stuff that I've had enough for this year. But maybe I'll be ready for more by the time it comes around again in February. Looks like we got another round coming. And
I was just going to say, just come to me in Kentucky next week, because apparently it's snowing there right now. They got about like 4 or 5 inches of snow.
Well, that's right. We didn't bring that up, but apparently, see, I don't even know this, so you're filling me in too. I do know, though, that next Sunday, David will be here filling in for you because you're gone. Mm-hmm. So does that mean that you are going to Kentucky?
It means I'm going to Kentucky.
And this is to see brother and family and all of that?
Yep, it's going to be my niece's golden birthday. She gets to celebrate her golden birthday on the 1st.
So, and when a golden birthday is what year?
Golden birthday is when you turn the age that you were born on for the day of the month. So in her case, she was born on the 1st. So her golden birthday is the 1st birthday.
So this is the one that was born just last year. So she's turning a year old.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And so Kentucky. And so you said it's snowing in Kentucky?
Apparently. I just saw a thing from my brother that was, he had a video of his backyard, and there was about 4 inches from what I could tell sitting on one of the tree limbs.
Now, I'm not really familiar with, you know, much about Kentucky at all, although I have visited there once, kind of driving through when I was a teenager on a family trip. Is snow normal for them in winter and all of that? Or
it's normal. I mean, their weather when it gets to this time of year can be kind of sporadic. I mean, it could be snowing now, and then tomorrow it'll be 68 degrees and sunny.
It
can be pretty all over the place when it comes to the winter time. So when something happens, it usually doesn't stick around for long.
So you're going back for long, just for the weekend? Or
just for about 4 or 5 days.
All right.
And then celebrate her birthday and then come on back.
Well, have a wonderful time, and please share Animal World blessings and happy birthdays.
There'll be lots of animals.
And Abby's not going. She stays home.
No,
right?
She's staying home. We got a house sitter for her that's going to be taking care of her while we're gone.
Speaking of Abby, 2 weeks ago, it was the second Sunday of the month, and that's Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen in. And Abby had done something to injure a paw and was limping.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dr. Nils did a remote treatment for her, like, you know, he does for other animals on the air on the second Sunday. And you reported last week that she kind of had like a real spontaneous healing.
Almost around the time that, you know, he did his work. And so, yeah, it was hard to describe it. I mean, it just happened.
Just all of a sudden about noon, she just stopped limping and everything was okay. Now, so my follow-up question is, did that healing continue and she's been fine ever since?
Yeah, I mean, there's been no limping or anything, just normal, crazy border collie.
Great. So that's a great testament for Dr. Nils and this neuroenergetic balancing. You just bring the body back into balance and then it can right itself. So that's excellent, because I just bring that up because they will be mentioning Dr. Nils' work. And Walter, are you showing that to me on purpose?
I was wondering the same thing, because we're
talking about
we see like a recovery and detox kit. This like something for maybe Abby, like if she, you know, hurts
right,
her body.
Right, right. Is he showing me something that's important to this conversation? Because apparently Walter had picked up a paper to read something, and on the back of it was an ad about something to detox or something. Anyway, it totally distracted me, and so I...
It looked like an essential oil, too, which is...
Yeah. So how about live radio? So just remember, Walter, whatever you're doing, Nathan and I can see it.
I'm glad it was something as innocuous as about
Yes, it's a good thing you weren't looking at something you shouldn't be looking at.
It's more questions for you.
I see. Okay. And maybe printed on paper that already had something on one side of it or something.
Waste not, want not.
I gotcha. So yeah, so reused paper. So he was holding this paper up in front of him to read it, and on the back of it was what we were seeing. Anyway, that's funny. Okay, so what was I talking about?
Abby and her pa and
Abby, yeah, okay. All right, thank you. Reel me back in. Okay, so I'm just mentioning that Dr. Nils is a very viable option, not only for physical issues with our animals, but also with emotional and behavioral stuff. So I'm going to mention him as a possibility, you know, with this next case. Can't imagine how much it would have benefited Lance if he had been doing this work back then and we knew about this, but I don't even know if the best work was invented by the time, you know, when Lance was actually in his physical body and because I think that's right around the early 2000 time frame. Anyway, we'll be talking about Dr. Nils, or I'll be mentioning him. So we have, just to kind of recap, I don't know how long ago, Walter, we started these shows, but we've done a number of shows together. We started because of your wonderful book, Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, and I think one of your fans sent me a copy of the book or something. But it's a great book and phenomenal stories of Walter and him rescuing and sort of stealing, but really rescuing this border collie that was so horrendously abused, and their story together. And actually, I think Lance was not, I don't think you took him on until he was about 10 years old. He was quite older, wasn't he, Walter, when you got Lance? But yes, he was a very volatile border collie and couldn't be trusted in terms of the flash aggression and all that sort of thing. And what started these teaching shows is, and when I'm reading the book, it was like, oh my gosh. I really wish that Walter and Lance had lived out here and were closer to us here, because there's so much we could have done to help Lance and Walter and Clara live with him and all that sort of thing. So that's what kind of triggered the, I said, well, why don't I just start teaching you guys everything that I do in sessions and everything I teach people and how we turn these things around. And so I've been doing that, and I don't know how many shows we've done, 5 or 6 or 7. Does anybody know, Nathan or Walter, do you know how many shows we've done together on this?
I'm thinking about 6.
Yeah. Okay. I think starting over a year ago. Anyway, we've kind of honed into the fourth Sunday of 5 Sunday months and been continuing. I've gone through the information kind of in the same way I do when I do a private counseling session, when I meet with someone to educate them about their dogs and teach them how to live with their dog and solve the problems. I do one marathon session and usually spend 5 or 6 hours with my clients. I have them record the audio and take notes and give them a comprehensive education. So that's where we started. And so we did all the general dog behavior stuff and patterns and raising puppies and all that sort of thing. We did all the food and how food affects behavior and you know, raw food and home cooked and dry food and processed food and reading labels and food rotations and all that sort of stuff. And then we went through a lot of the specific remedies and things that we use, and then we went through all the communication stuff and the 4-step correctional teaching sequences. Walter and Nathan, you guys remember that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And
sound interrupt.
Yep. Sound interrupts and timeouts and all the kinds of disciplines, behavior mod and training and then did a lot of specific things. And so we kind of worked through all of the specifics that I generally run into, and the patterns and things that we use. And so we are ready to now really start applying this stuff to individual cases and how to work with this. And I had thought that I wanted to start with Lance. But I realized when, Walter, when you sent me this question we're going to start with, or situation we're going to start with, that Lance is so specific and it was such a severe case and it happened so long ago that it might be a little more fun and for all of us here to deal with a more current situation. And this case is, this is a real good one and covers a lot of stuff. So, we're going to start with, I think the owner that wrote you about this dog's name is Kathy. So we're going to start with Kathy's email and see what we can do with this case. And then we'll get into Lance's case and break that down. And I'll tell you where I'm going to start because we've got to, Nathan's reminding me to watch the clock and it's time to do advertisers again. But what I have in mind here, Nathan, Walter, listen up. This is the brilliant idea that came through yesterday, that I'm going to read everybody this email because a fairly lengthy paragraph here about everything that's going on. I'm going to read everybody this. And then what I want to start with, as I'm going to ask you, Walter, and you, Nathan, after reading this email, what do you think I'd do about this? What are the things I might employ? So I'm going to test you first to see if any of this stuff has sunk in and if either of you guys could come up with, you know, what we would do with this. Ha! So we're having a test. All righty. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Martha is feeling a little under the weather today, and since next week is already a scheduled encore, we'll be back with a new show on March 5th for Shelter Rescue Sanctuary.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we are looking on the downside of this first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen. I was just talking about him, and this is important. Now, does, you know, the neuroenergetic balancing, or the best therapy bioenergetic synchronization technique. He has also helped us understand, and Walter, this is real important. If we could have done this with Lance, I don't even know if this work was available back when Lance was around. I don't know if I've explained this to you before in the course of all of this. We'll just do it again. But Dr. Nels has helped us understand that when dogs are traumatized and have bad experiences in their life, that their nervous systems can get stuck in the fight-flight mechanism. And when the nervous system is frozen like that in the fight mechanism, the dog can't respond appropriately to the triggers, because they're flashing back to what happened before. Well, he's come up with points that he works, places his fingers on the dogs, and it resets the nervous system. And he turned that into a do-it-yourself at-home program. Anyway, had we been able to reset Lance's nervous system, as we were working through him, that very well could have made a big difference for him. And I'm thinking that in the case we're going to talk about now, the Pekingese, that this dog also could benefit from a series of treatments with Dr. Nels, just to get his nervous system straight and balance out anything else that might be going on right now. And the reason I'm taking a lot of time to explain this is because Dr. Nels has an unusual giveaway going on right now that you can take advantage of. And what he is offering to anyone that asks at this point, from, you know, that we send, gets a free Zoom session with him. Remember, he can do this work in person on the human or the animal, or he can do it remotely. But he can also do it in combination with the owner on Zoom. And so he's giving away a free Zoom session where he will actually, you know, teach you how this works, do the neuroenergetic balancing with your dog, and it sounds like he's even teaching you a bit of how to do this and working through and with you. He said 2 weeks ago on the air, I think, Nathan, he told us this was a $200 or $300 value he's given away, so it's huge. All right, so I'm going to tell you how you can access this, because the only glitch is that it's timed and you have to have contacted him and set this up before the end of the month. So this offer is going till the end of the month, and Dr. Nels likes you to contact him through his website, healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. Go to that website, click on the contact link, fill out the little form, and say, I listen to Martha and I want the free Zoom session. And then he will arrange to set this up with you. But You got dogs, you really need to do this, especially if you got any kind of physical, emotional, or behavioral issues with those, your dogs or animal friends. You really should take advantage of this giveaway from Dr. Nels to learn how to do this and to see how it benefits your animal friends. So I'm thinking, if Kathy's listening, Walter, I know I came up with this idea kind of last minute, but if Kathy got the message and is listening, Kathy, this would be great for you to do, is to contact Dr. Nels and at least do the free Zoom session with you and Chewy to find out what this is all about, because it very well could make a big difference in our ability to turn this behavior around. So healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link and ask for the free Zoom session. All right. And then if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, would love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And all you got to do if you're interested is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And remember, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is back and working in the Whispering Dragon Center, is now in her home in Shoreline. And it's absolutely magnificent. And the energy is incredible. She's actually teaching a level one acutonics class this weekend. And so she's back teaching again. She's doing in-person sessions in her home and the Whispering Dragon Suite that she has in her house. And it's, like I said, it's just marvelous. Or she works remotely or, you know, on the phone, that sort of thing. And you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give her a call, 206-706-2836. And oh, she told me yesterday, she has put together another sound healing video that's up on the Whispering Dragon Facebook page for the Lunar New Year, which is apparently now. So there's a new sound video for us at Whispering-Dragon, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. So there you go with all of that. All righty. Are we ready for the email, you guys? Okay.
Yes.
So, we all have a copy of this. This says, hi, Walter. I rescued Chewy 18 months ago. That's a year and a half ago. He is a four-year-old male purebred Pekingese. So if my math is correct, that means he's four, three was two and a half when they rescued Chewy. So he's a purebred male Pekingese and shares my home with my 12-year-old female Pekingese and two cats. We've come a long ways and he's really a great pal, but he's a constant challenge. Now I'm thinking, you guys, when she says that they've come a long ways, I think she's referring to the fact that she's come a long way with there's probably more in her family, like a husband involved, and that they've made a lot of progress with their relationship with Chewy, not necessarily the behavior problems he has. Okay. So he says, and he's really a great pal, but he's a constant challenge. He's great with me and my husband, but here's the problems. One, he lunges at anyone entering the house and bites hard. He bites ankles and will jump up to bite your hand. I need to put him in another room when people come over. Two, he's obsessed with the cats. After some time and gradually acclimatizing them, I finally just let them live together. Well, Chewy will actually bite chunks of hair clumps out of the cat and try to eat the fur. One cat is pretty good at doggy defense, but the other one is so scared by him and his loud bark and bite, he's actually pooped it sounds like he just pooped on the spot more than one occasion, because he's, it sounds like he had the you-know-what scared out of him, is what it sounds like. The poor cat. Three, he wants to chase trucks, motorcycles, trains, bicycles, joggers, etc., and bite them. Here's some history. His mom was a breeder, so I think that means the mother of this dog was used as a breeder to make puppies. He, meaning Chewy, didn't qualify to be a stud because of his behavior, so he was a quick sale on Craigslist. And it says PA allows, so I think she's referring to Pennsylvania. She must live in Pennsylvania with where you are, Walter. It says, so Pennsylvania, yes, allows sale of pets. A family in Pennsylvania adopted him at about 1 year old, but they had to surrender him because of his biting of people entering the house. They gave him up to what they thought was a rescue to reform him. Those people who rescued him put him on Pet Finder. I think they realized quickly within 1 month that he was a liability. So I, meaning Kathy, adopted him from out of state. Within a week, he bit someone. Anyways, 4 homes in 4 years. I brought him to a trainer who just did an intake assessment, and she believes he inherited the stress from his mom, who may have been overbred. He's on Prozac now. The problem is I can't go on vacation because no one will watch him. Sorry for the long story, but would love any insight. Thank you so much, Kathy. Well, okay. Welcome to my world, folks. I deal with this and variations on this all the time. Been doing it professionally for more than 60 years. So when let's give Nathan and Walter, I thought it would be fun. You know, having read the email and all of that through, what are your first thoughts and what are you thinking might be done for this dog? Knowing all the stuff we've talked about.
Hey Martha, I'm going to take the easy way out. I want to find out if the Prozac is working.
Yeah, well, now we are lacking, you know, some details. And I don't have near enough information to really be, you know, absolutely specific about all this stuff. But, you know, we'll do the best that we can. My experience, and I think I probably, you know, mentioned this when we were talking about treatments and so forth, that the psychotropic drugs, the Prozac, there are a number of different ones of those. First of all, I'll tell you, they all work a little differently. So certain versions of psychotropic drugs work better for different behavior issues than others. So Prozac's kind of the generic that, you know, is a human form and they do use it in animals, but there's some other ones that are used with animals as well. My experience is that there's not much help for the vast majority of the animals. But then when I get ready to write them off, I hear of a program or a situation where they did help. So what we don't know at this point, so, you know, good point, Walter. We don't know if the Prozac has made any difference or helped at all with the dog. But nonetheless, with this breed, with the problems that are being described, there's no way that just giving this dog Prozac is going to solve the problems. So we can't really deal with that because we don't know. But I'm thinking, you know, if Kathy is, if they've still got Chewy and still want to work, you know, through this and all of that, that we'll do what we can today talking about this. So she has some ideas of all of this. And then we might even be able to get her on the air and go into more details. So anyway, besides the Prozac question, what else comes to your minds?
Anything else before I say mine, Walter?
Well, I was just going to say he's got such, it looks like a myriad of issues. Like, I could just see if it was one thing that the dog was doing that was a problem, you know, that's doable. But here, I'm looking at it. I would, if I was her, I'd be overwhelmed, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Well, this one,
I do totally.
All right, but what I want to get at though, Walter, you've been with me now for, you know, maybe five or six shows. We've talked about a lot of the ways to deal with these kind of behavior issues. Can you see the biggest problem here? Do you have an idea of what we do to start addressing this?
Well, I would think the first thing that would have to be addressed is the biting, if we're going to prioritize.
But how issues. Would we go about doing that?
Yeah,
I'm asking you.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I have a quick answer for you because basically my experience with Lance was adapting his environment to him more than him adapting to our environment. Picking up cues when we thought he might be ready to, like, go after one of us and avoiding contact with him. I don't know that that's what the typical pet owner, though, would want to do on a regular basis.
Okay. Well, now, Nathan's reminded me of the time. And by the way, we're just about out of time for this hour. So it means we've got to close out this hour. We've got to get on the love train and do our spreading love and light around the world and get our exercise and dancing in. I'm leaving us, though, with this is my frustration. And the reason I think I was told to ask this question. Now, we'll give Nathan a chance on the other side, and we'll start with that and see what Nathan has to say. But this was my concern in asking Walter. Yeah, that was a good question about the Prozac. But basically, he's reading this. He's flashing back to his life with Lance. He says he's on overwhelm. Gee, we got to deal with the biting. But I didn't hear anything specific of how we could start doing that. And that's my frustration. And I'm thinking, am I doing any good by doing this show and sharing this stuff with you guys? I learned a long time ago, I tried to teach other people how to do what I do, other trainers. And I finally gave up on that. There's only one of me, and this is the way it works for me. So anyway, we are going to close out hour number one and get on the love train. And remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair, just like I'll probably be doing here in my office. Or you can get up on your feet and join the love train with us. I'll come through and cruise through your place and pick you up and just be spreading that love and light all over the planet. And I energize up this love train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us a lot more energy and juice for the rest of the day. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.